sele makhaya sinvuse nasemadolobheni nanamhla ngivuselwa inceke yenkosi lapha ngowayo tha bakamkhonda sichamuka lapha eChristian Paradise International Ministries sichubeka nendzaba yethu inamandla kakhulu lapha la sizikhona Christ is your identity. So sibuka ukuthi kwakuyini injongo yankulunkulu ukuthi adale umuntu sachaza sasi uNkulunkulu nakadala umuntu ekadala umuntu lo tawumrepresenta emhlabeni in our previous sermon we explained sasho sathi emhlabeni uNkulunkulu bekaye ehle in the cool of the day atovakashela Adam ukusho ukuthi earth according to God was also his domain but he had delegated Adam to rule over earth. So nako konke lokho bekusemhlabeni bese phansi sandla semuntu. So kuba ne separation kuwa kwemuntu from his position, from the position of authority. Lokho wagcina kulethe ukuthi banesisitator kufa kwa Jesu esiphambanweni kuze umuntu abuyele endzaweni yakhe in the place of dominion, in the place of rulership, in the place of kingship. Namhla ke sisuma ngeliverse lapha safunza pha Colossians 1 verse 13 ufunza kanje, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Hallelujah. Verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Yabhala ke Paul ubhalela libandla laseColosse uyaqhazela ukuthi uNkulunkulu has rescued us, usikhiphile under the bondage of sin, usikhiphile from dominion of sin, from the rulership of the devil. Hallelujah. He's transferred us into the kingdom of light. Sho singumbuso kaNkulunkulu. Lokho ukuthi angeke ukhona ukuphila impilo yokunqoba until you get your transfer card. So you've got to get your transfer card. So you've got to be approved ukuthi ungaphila impilo emhlabeni yokunqoba. Uapprova njani? Uapprova ngokuthi wendlule engadini ya Jesu Kristu lwalenga siphambanene umvume njengenkosi nemsinzisi, impilo yakho ibuswe nguye Jesu. Hallelujah. Uma impilo yakho isesandleni sa Jesu, usuke impilo yakho ilephephile ngendlela lesimanga, ngoba ngokonke lokwentekayo emhlabeni kude lokungemandla ngetulu kwe-authority ya Jesu. So through the authority that was vested upon Jesus, that same authority is also vested upon us right now, so that we may live lives that emulate the character of God on earth. Hallelujah. So was keeper emandleni ebumnyama was letha into the kingdom of his son, his dear son. Hallelujah. So uNkulunkulu kwena kasilethe emhlabeni osilethe ukuthi sithe storm manager planet earth, sitorula, sitobusa. That's why mawufunza in the book of Mark 11 verse 22 to 23, after Jesus had cursed that fig tree nebeyipromisa iBhayibheli eqwebetela that fig tree yet bekungaso sikhathi sayo, so leso sihlahla simkhiwane, Jesu wathengeka. Hallelujah. Expecting ustothule ma fig trees because lesihlahla sasikhanga. Hallelujah. Then Jesus cursed that tree. They were going away. Then on their return, Peter noticed that the tree that Jesus had cursed had begun to wither. Sho ukuthi lesihlahla bese siqala ke sesibuna, ngoba Jesu wathi kude leyodla kiso leso sihlahla leso wasicalekisa wathi that tree should try to suka phansi timanzi vele ke leso sihlahla in nature imvelo ya respond to what Jesus was doing of what Jesus did because Jesus nakasiqalekisa leso sihlahla leso in nature yavele ya respond leso sihlahla sa respond timbanzi tayeke lomsebenzi waso ekudonsa imali nemanye trends emhlabathini savele sabona at the mention of those weeds as no one will ever eat from you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So uNkulunkulu ke nakasilethe emhlabeni usilethela kona ukuthi sibuse, sibuse umhlaba sibuse under the rulership of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. So siyambonga ke uNkulunkulu ngokuthi ngaye uNkulunkulu sinalo kunqoba. Hallelujah. So lawo magunya lawo, that authority of speaking things bese siyatibona uJesu wasiwanika thine lawo magunya. Hallelujah. Thine lesifuna kubona ngingako Jesu lapha asilo verse 23 verse 22-23 athi utawukholwa uyokhuluma nale nthaba uthi wena nthaba phosekelwane and if you have faith ungangaba that will be done for you. You shall see what you have spoken. Yindo ofuna kuyibona. Thina sikurelease ama-decrees njengenkosi. Uma ngingathi nkosi namuhla le holiday, kuthi lo ngakuthi ukuthi le holiday lani, kuyoba le holiday nje, because a king has spoken. So he has made us kings and priests. Hallelujah. God has made us kings and priests so that we may rule on earth. We may have dominion. So whatever you want to see happening in your life, you need to meditate. You've got to speak again. You have to speak it out. What is it that you want to see? What is it that you want to achieve? Speak it out. Words carry creative power. Your words, they carry creative power. When you speak, those words crystallize into being. Glory be to God. So, ngokonke lokwendekayo, qiniseka ukuthi uhamba, you are conscious of your new nature in Christ. Because Jesu wasipha imvelo lensha. That's why in chapter 3 of the very same book of Colossians, ukhuluma ngokuthi Jesu asiphile, Paul, asiphile siphile njengebantu. Lasebaqonzako ukuthi we have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. Glory be to God. So, mama mzalwane nje, nini na nini, akungakulahlekeli ukuthi you have been born again. You've got a new nature. You carry the nature of Christ in you. Glory be to God. Kude lungakususa kuwe lokho. Bangathatha abantu ifa lemhlaba. Bangathatha abantu maybe even your education ngokuthi mhlawumbe usangane ingqondo yakho ibuye ingasasebenzi because things will tender and even the spirits they invade. But no one can take your new nature. No one can take away your life in Christ. Glory be to God. So lipa mbamba mbamba le mondvu ukuthi abuye lenzaweni yakhe in the place of rulership. Once wabuyela lenzawo leyo enzaweni yenqoba, enzaweni yokubusa, nothing will ever make you to be timid. Kude kuyokwenza ukuthi wesabe, kude kuyokushayisa livalo, because you know that you are a child of God, that you are born by God, the supreme ruler of the heavens and the earth. So kulo mhlaba lona ke, discover ukuthi wena yakho injongo yini. Hallelujah. Nasandla sami nathi atilingani but nangathiwa tendla tami kuyalingani ngatholakala ukuthi vele kusho ukuthi mina ngiyinjani abnormal because normal people they have hands letifana nalesami letingalingani imino yakhona the fingers they are not the same and each finger has a role the beauty of the index finger ilapha ekukhombeni. Nangathiwa ngisakhombe ngale index finger, maybe sengikhomba ngale umunyo umuno, That may mean something else. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Holding your cup without your index finger. About you discovering your role, discovering your function, discovering what you made to become on earth. Because to function, you've come on mandate. Glory be to God. Wonge mvupe yose afake hlombe lo mhlaba lo umsebenzi mkhulu qitsekile for everyone. So some of us kunakala sifaka hlombe in the work of God, because this is the terrain, this is the domain of God. But he has given us authority. Njalo ubeka beke Adam in the Garden of Eden kutsi manage that garden. Tihlahla, tiqhubeke tihlahla tibe tihlahla. Tingabulawa imvelo, because imvelo nayo yalethwa nguNkulunkulu. Ukuthi umuntu aphile nangayo leyo mvelo. Glory be to God. Umthimba wami noma ngabe qotshwa kangakanani, ube anointed kangakanani, but eventually ngiyakudzinga ukuthi ngidle, because umthimba usasustainwa kudla. We have to make sure that even in Venus, it's our prerogative. They've been redeemed from the kingdom of darkness, separated from darkness, so that we may carry out the mandate that God has given us to rule on earth. Everything is under our domain. So Jesu lapha usebenzisa lapha lo Mark 11 verse 22-23 usebenzisa kuthiwa yini parable yenzalo. You see, kuthi you shall say to this mountain. It's a metaphoric language. Inzalo is a problem. So even the sins are gangagana, even the gangagana. So no matter the problem, no beginning now, even the gangagana. What is the Jesus? Uma ongeke wangabantu. That shall be done for you. Uma ongeke wangabantu. Good, even go see the busa go. The ngabata because bad. So now when even goes. Yet, Yangabad. Show us you don't qualify to be king. I open the chair. It's in Bambamangi. The chair and you go back to the word of God. Let's see, live Lampolungo. Yet, you have been delivered. That's from the Confessions 1:13. For you have been rescued from the dominion of darkness and brought into the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. So, not in a patch. This is a patch. He has made us kings and priests unto our God. That's Jesus. He has made us kings and priests unto our God. Glory be to God. So, as a king, show your rulership. Make those decrees. Speak what you want to see happening. Earth is a domain. Earth is a place of your functionality. Hallelujah. Your priesthood. Hallelujah. Your kingship. So Nangabe Joshua, he spoke to the moon. He also spoke to the sun. And the galaxies. Amuva. And the Jim Shoba. Wa alwa wangom. Kwenye ngabanjwa hii. That was a demonstration of God in man. The power of the spoken word. Joshua never thought of it. He just never meditated about it. But Joshua spoke it out. Hallelujah. So you've been given that power, that authority, that you may speak and things come into being. Glory be to God. Khuluma ufuna kubona yini ufuna ukubona empilweni yakho, yini ufuna ukubona yendeya in your family. Where do you want to see yourself in the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? What do you want to see in your children? Speak it out. Even God, he had to speak out indalo to come into being. So through his spirit, we also have that capacity, that ability to create through words. Glory be to God. So growing up, we know that sometimes both mukumele gamalele ni, kuthi phi gama lam wele move. Why? Bana bazala taught as such because they knew the value of words. And they know the value of words. If you are careless with words, I'm telling you, your life will be led astray. Don't be careless with words. Agama afana nesikhali esabeni sitiweni. Gama lelibi. Asisebenzise amagama to build. Let's use words to transform lives. Let's use words to speak, to see what we want, to speak out what we want to see. Glory be to God. Seeing is believing. So I've got to believe and speak it out. Then for you to see what you believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He has transferred us from the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for your time. Hallelujah. Bye-bye.